your piece.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragdoll.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
And this is Nicole.
You have downloaded episode 314.
Yes, you have.
Today is Sunday, August 29th, 2010.
Yeah, the 29th. I think, yes.
We have the ginger bear in the next room sending us
mean, cruel texts.
Critical texts about how we suck, how we're not as good as him, how we're not as herpy infested as him, and I am not caring for it whatsoever.
How dare we not be as herpy infested as him? How dare we be clean and take care of ourselves?
I know. You know, he's like, I'm at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's on the treadmill getting the train run on his ass.
Run that train. Sorry. In case you don't know me, I do have a habit of singing randomly, so.
I'm at the gym, sucking off random men.
Getting my herp count
up. Which was the name of his date the other night?
Sucking off random men?
No. Rand M. Stranger.
Random Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say this time?
How dare you?
Ricky, if you're not going to be on the show,
Ricky,
maybe you shouldn't be texting us and telling us how to do what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Fuck off.
Especially who's watched the revolving door going around in circles the past couple weeks. So, and this time, you don't have a microphone.
Right.
And you don't have the button to turn mine off.
Someone wants to put a vag stick in my mouth.
Well, since they brought it up.
What is that?
I saw this commercial where they have the Vagisil testing kit.
Okay.
It's, I guess you either pee on the stick or, like, stick it up in your cooch.
Okay.
And based on the color, and they have a little card with different colors on it, and based on what color the stick turns.
That's your illness?
That's what's wrong with your cooter.
What are the options? Are there like syphilis, range, gonorrhea, gout?
Well, I'm not quite sure because I don't know what all things you can get wrong with your cooter.
Oh, Jesus. Whatever you can get wrong with your penis, we can get wrong with our cooter, as you call it, and then some. Because we bleed monthly anyway.
See, that's the most... The biggest thing that
grosses you out about a lady?
Yeah. Well, that and the seafood restaurant smell.
That's not all girls. That's just the dirty meth ones.
Like the how does a lesbian not miss her partner when she leaves? Opens a can of tuna and sits it next to her.
Never heard that. Oh, sadness. Poor lesbians.
Oh God, I was watching episode of House Crashers on HGTV this morning, mm-hmm. and they met this nice lady in Home Depot or something, and they were going to redo her living room and mm-hmm. dining room. Well, she gets home, and her partner is this butch dyke named Merle.
I have an aunt named Merle.
Who had a mullet.
Of course.
Well, they redid their living room, dining room, and then at the end of the show when they're doing the credits,
mm-hmm.
they do like outtakes, and the host of the show says, so business up top and party in the back. Making fun of her mullet.
And did Merle say anything? Was she like, bitch, shut up?
Well, they didn't say anything about it, but yeah.
I will gut you. Merle looked like a hunter.
Does she have flannel? Merle looked like a diesel mechanic.
Yes.
Gotta
love a diesel mechanic. I know I am missed. I am getting
text messages galore. Well, you know what, Ricky? Next week you can do the show by yourself.
Right?
So
I love diesel mechanics.
Yeah.
Oh, Virgo, he said it right at the same time as me. Diesel mechanic, love them. You know, I wish I could have gone to Gay Days this year. People would have known who I was.
It was fun.
Because I was there last year, and I was so popular.
Well, right.
But then this year I couldn't go because my sister graduated on the same day, and I kind of had to go to that.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of...
I know, and I still have my shirt that we made special and everything. And it's even tighter than it was last year.
Well, we didn't wear those shirts this year, though.
I know. You guys made special shirts.
Yeah. Ricky, is Julian opening his gifts on the air because his fee is I'm leaving? No, I am not opening my gifts on air.
Why?
Because I'm not. Ricky, when you told me there was going to be a surprise on today's show, oh, well...
... Surprise or surprise? Which is it?
Oh, well, apparently they were thinking it was going to be good, but...
Apparently I'm not a good surprise.
No. Me hosting and you being with me is not a good surprise.
Fuck them.
Well, you know, next week they can get Ricky all to himself.
Right.
And then they can see how much they like that.
Ricky, he needs people to bounce things off of. Just him by himself is not amusing.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, you know, all this hatefulness from everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm not. I'm not feeling happy right now.
Oh, you guys are pissing Julian off.
No, I am. I'm really, really pissed off right now. You guys are not being nice.
You're not being supportive.
You're not being nice to me. So, but I do want to thank everybody that has sent me some lovely presents. I went to the P.O. box yesterday and I got a lovely package from Miss West Stone out in the Californias.
And it was... Drum roll.
Well, first of all, I'm going to read the card. The front of the card says, "Remember when you were young and gay?" And you open it up and it says, "Well, thank goodness you're still gay. Happy birthday." And then he writes in, "Julian, stay white. Happy birthday with love, Wes Stone."
Yay!
And then in enclosed was a very... wonderful t-shirt. It says, "Don't make me go all Joan Crawford on your ass."
You should be wearing it right now, but you're not.
Well, this is true.
You should be wearing it just
well,
because.
Well, honestly, I need to wash it first. And I haven't had a chance because Ricky was washing his cum-stained bed linens.
Oh my God. I don't know if I should say this because Ricky might get mad.
I don't care. Do it.
Ricky... I know you're listening. You know what we talked about yesterday.
Do it.
Do I have permission to talk about what you did with your love?
Do it.
Your love time.
Do it.
Julian is saying yes, but I don't want to make you mad.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Well, let's just say it has something to do with like what a space shuttle does.
Do it.
When it is in space and it meets up with the space station, it docks. Ricky enjoyed some docking the other night. He told me all about it.
Connor had to open the door and stick his head in, gasping on that one. Oh my God.
I'm putting all your shit out there, Ricky.
No. Big Licky is not uncut, as far as I understand.
The other guy is uncut, and he was like, "Hey, let's do this." And then they docked, and Ricky was like, "It felt really good."
Oh my God. That's how he's getting off saying he's topping. Mm-hmm. He's not topping.
He's docking.
Docking is not topping. Dirty lying whore.
I don't know how it even came about, but... I was just like, "Ricky, have you ever docked?" And he was like, "Oh my God, it's so funny that you said that because I totally did last night." And I was like, "Ew." tell me. I needed details. So he told me, and I was like, oh my God.
That's too funny.
Borrowing someone's docking clamp. My poor delicate ears. Oh, did he enjoy the cheese platter?
Ew, not the cheese platter.
Oh, he quit.
Well, you know, I've gotten like 5 phone calls since the show started, and I have yet to download one successfully. Honestly, how Ricky showed me how to get it up there. Oh, no, I take all that back. How Ricky showed me how to get the call up on the screen has not been successful. So
can't you just click on it?
No. Well, let me try that. No.
This is Gingerman's mama, and I am here with the Gingerman. I are here, and we are playing with each other's nipples, and it's just lovely. We're getting fucked up on gin, not the cheap shit. We don't drink the cheap shit. It's good liquor or no liquor. Right, Gingerman? Hey, y'all. And we just wanted to call the little show since you're doing it all by yourself, Joan. Just for God's sakes, clean up the mess when you're finished. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I guess it did work if you just clicked on it.
It did work. Okay. Well, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to play that one again later on when we do some phone calls, but now we know how to...
Now we know how to work it.
Now we know how to do that, so maybe we'll... Don't worry. I know. Y'all can't hear it. It's too low. Don't jump my ass in the chat room.
Too late. They already were.
I know. They don't let you live nothing down.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Nessa sent me a text saying, you're doing a good job. Ricky will not be doing a solo show. No!
No! I can't do it! You'd be a rude guest if you dock and not partake in the horror divorce of cheese.
Yeah, I wonder if Ricky had cheese after he docked.
Ew.
Well, you know how... you never know what kind of cheese you might get when you dock with Rand M. Stranger.
True. And apparently this guy's like pretty nice, but he likes the dock.
Oh, it was that random stranger.
Oh, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but yeah, that one.
That's okay. Nobody knows him.
Okay. I was obligated to share that.
Yes, that's okay. That's wonderful. Oh, kill, kill, kill. Well, apparently he didn't appreciate you sharing that.
Hey, I'm just trying to spice up this boring-ass show that you said was boring. So, that's all I can say. I'm just trying to help a brother out, all right? Just trying to help you out. I got to talk about stuff I know, and I happen to know that.
And you know she doesn't have any sexual escapades of her own.
Exactly. So. I haven't had any shit. I got to talk about your docking. Did Big Licky also have ranch dressing?
Well, you know he's a cum whore. Oh, I forgot to say.
Speaking of.
Also in the package from Miss Wes was a personal deglazing system for Ricky. And it's a towel with attitude. A towel with cum rag embroidered on it.
And the G looks like a sperm. It's long with a long tail.
Oh, well, oh my God, not releasing.
Ricky, people have heard this already that are listening live.
So
it's out there in the ether.
So
people know.
If we're not releasing, we might as well just go ahead and end this now.
Ricky is pissed off.
Well, I'm kind of pissed off, too, so.
Oh, did I ruin the show?
No. You can,
What did he say?
You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can email us at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Why ain't you pissed, he said. Why eight? You pissed.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. And now he's like, oh, I'm gonna release it. Then quit fucking texting me. Chill, leave chill. Me the fuck alone and goddamn let me do it.
Oh.
If you're gonna let me do it, let me do it. If you're not, then fucking not. Then be here. Either let me do it and let me do it my way, or be here and do it your way. I can't do it your way with me doing it. You know, I can't do... Oh.
That's what happens when you let Badge in your house.
Oh,
is she glazing the chair?
My God.
Yes, I am, if you must know.
I can't do it and have Nanny Fest going on through goddamn text messages. Seriously.
Ricky, just focus on your... on your fitness.
Turn the goddamn phone off.
Yeah, Julian, cuss the bitch down.
Well, you know, this was supposed to be a nice, enjoyable thing. This is not nice. This is not enjoyable.
He's texting you too much.
Yeah, he's texting me too much. He's micromanaging. He's being a nanny, basically. And it's not fun for me.
Oh.
This was supposed to be fun. That's not fun.
Oh.
So I'm sorry everybody out there had to hear this, but it's, you know, it turned into... shit.
Wow.
So. Anyway. I guess we can play some phone calls still.
Okay. Okay. I'm down.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Hey guys, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message. Over the weekend, I had to follow the Foul Monkeys' advice and watch a movie called Dirty Love on the Netflix that was on the Roku for instant watching, just in case if anybody else wants to torture themselves with this movie. I thought it was really, really weird, but there were some parts that I absolutely loved, like the one part, and I forgot the name of the main character, the main actress, but
Jenny
she's
McCarthy.
Laying in bed, and the one friend lifts up her the sheet and she goes, oh my God, did you sleep with Child of the Tuna? Oh, what? And it was absolutely, or you need a douche, that was like, so it was so hysterical. And Joe and I thought that movie was crazy, crazy funny. But I had to call and let you know that I watched it and that other people can watch it on the Netflix. But anyway, I just wanted to wish Julie a early happy birthday message in case I don't get the call around time. But I hope that, he has a wonderful time. And in honor of Joe's message, if you're going to be playing some NSYNC music, I figured you might be going, bye, bye, bye to your youth. Just kidding, because I'm older than you are. Probably. Anyway, I love you guys. You guys are fabulous. And I wish you all the very best and keep up the great work. So happy, happy, happy times to you both. So anyway, talk to you later. This is where my shameless plug goes, RandallRedhead.com. Okay. Goodbye.
Wow.
Happy times to us both.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
You guys go on and check him out over at RambleRedhead.com.
He's awesome.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Albino, this is Ginger Man's mama, and I am here with, hi, y'all, the Ginger Man. And I are here, and we are playing with each other's nipples, and it's just lovely. We're getting fucked up.
Did you play that one already?
Gin, not the cheap shit. We don't drink the cheap shit. It's good liquor or no liquor. Right, Ginger Bear? Hey, y'all. And we just wanted to call the little show since you're doing it all by yourself, Joan. Just for God's sakes, clean up the mess when you're finished. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Ricky's mama, for calling us. Oh,
sorry.
Goodness.
I touched the microphone.
Nicole touched the microphone to her twat.
No, it seems like it would have given me a jolt, and it didn't. I just bumped it with my hand. Oh my God, I got electrocuted the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I was moving from the place where I was living before to the place I am now, and I went to turn off the light, and the wires, there's like no faceplate over the light switch, so I touched the wires and it like totally made my hand claw up from electricity.
Where the fuck are you living? Like,
I was living in a trailer
with no
cable,
no outlets on the,
no faceplates over the outlets or the lights or anything.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was not pleasant.
I'm sorry.
You seem so sincere.
No, I am. I am really sorry. So, I think that I am going to have half a bottle of Xanax when I get done with this show, because I am a little stressed out.
I don't like this Mac. Sorry to all you Mac users, but it's too...
Well, now that I have gotten used to it, it's fine. And I like it. But I don't like Ricky's because he's got it all set up for his own shit and blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, they want to know what my birthday plans are. I'm not quite sure. I've taken off from work. And I know Connor has dinner plans, but I don't know where they are.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. It's probably the good McDonald's.
With the candlelight. That's in Orlando.
Yeah.
They seriously have the McDonald's with candles and like soft music.
You can get whatever Happy Meal you want to.
And you'll enjoy it by candlelight.
Get whatever extra value meal you want.
And then supersize the fries.
You can supersize, too.
You can have it your way. It's not Burger King, but you can have it your way.
You can get it your way, but don't get crazy.
Okay, Ricky says that all the
time. No, I'm sure.
He needs a new joke.
I'm sure it's going to be a very nice dinner.
Is he going to propose to you?
No, he's not going to propose to me.
How do you know?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe he will.
It's a birthday. It's romantic time. That's, it could happen.
That's true. I know I have a present that I'm not allowed to open and look at until then.
Is it a small present, like in the shape of a ring box?
No. I also
How do the gays propose to each other? Do they present rings like the straights do?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
Has anybody in here ever proposed to their significant other that's gay? And if so, how did you do it? Because I'm curious. I need to know. Do you bust out a ring? Do you offer never-ending love like the straights? I don't know. Is there a special way you do it?
Cock ring.
We'll be bound forever.
Cock ring hanging on a bottle of poppers.
Yes, a golden cock ring. Just slap a man bitch and say, you're mine now.
Dear God.
Blowjob cock ring.
I don't even know where I was going. Oh, I know where I was going.
Plans.
I have there's another box that arrived for me in the at the post office, but I don't know who the hell it's from.
And there's no return.
No, and I'm supposed to wait until my birthday to open it.
Which is when?
Tuesday.
Why? Because why can't you just open it now?
That's my birthday.
Who's gonna know?
I don't know, but I keep my word.
But who's going to know? No one.
Me.
But you're only you. That doesn't count.
I know, but I keep my word.
Fine.
And all I have is my word.
Maybe it's a porno like you got sent that one time.
The only porno I get is from Joe, and it's always black cocks and get on your knees, boy, white boy. And
I know. What was the one that he sent? It was like white jocks and black cocks.
Yes, not. It is quite heavy. And, what? 3-foot black cock, stretch your hole out, white boy. And
Why? Okay, I have watched a lot of gay porn lately.
Why?
I don't know. And it's been dudes. Dude and dude.
Okay.
I don't It doesn't like turn me on or anything, but I watch it.
Maybe you're secretly a gay man.
Am I really?
With tits.
Isn't that every gay's dream?
Hello.
Only the ones that want to be girls. That's their dream.
Yeah.
I mean, be gay and a man, but also have boobs.
I don't want boobs.
Why?
And I really, really like my penis.
Well, you can have boobs and still have a penis. You just don't like boobs at all?
No, not really.
Well,
okay. Anyway.
Gay porn. Gay porn is like my Disneyland. Yes.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed my breakdown. Well, not breakdown, but explosion. Well, no, not explosion. What would you call that?
What you just had? A mini meltdown.
Mini meltdown.
Yes.
Open the large, heavy package, Julian.
That sounds dirty. Where is it? Can you open it now?
Are you sure not? Do you want me to open it now?
Yes. And you don't like wire hangers.
Meltdown! Meltdown! Oh, yes!
Get the large package and open it.
Okay.
Okay, Rick. I started to call you Ricky. I'm sorry. Julian's going to get the large package and open it. Do it right now on the air.
Okay. I want to make sure that... Because I think Nott may have been the one that sent it, so I want to make sure it's okay that I can open his package. And Big Fatty's going to be quite jealous of that, I might add.
Open my package. Open my package. Oh, yeah.
Because Big Fatty has been dying to open Nott's package.
Oh, really? Ooh, so is Nott hot? Nott, are you hot? Are you? He's straight.
He is straight.
So let me see if he's hot.
It may or may not be for me. Okay, well, I'm going to get the large package.
Go get it. Oh, if you can get up without killing yourself. Okay. So I'll talk to everyone while he goes and gets the large package. So, Nott, I'm gonna single you out here. Are you hot? Are you single? What's going on right here? I mean, I'm straight... You're straight. I mean, Big Fatty wants to open your package, so you must be pretty cute. What's going on? How old are you? I need to know. Yeah, go get it, boy. He's getting the package. He's getting it. Happy birthday, Julian. This is really hard to do by yourself. Ricky, if you do decide to do an episode alone... It's hard to interact. There's no one, you know, to bounce ideas off of, you know, that sort of thing. Oh, he's back. He has an item. Oh, it's loud. Big Fatty has standards. I don't know if he does.
We got a very large box here, and I'm opening the tape off the top of it here. Ugh.
Come on. I want to see what's in there.
Oh,
Jesus.
Packing a ton of packing peanuts. Oh my goodness, what is this? Holy shit.
Oh my God. Dick Rambo. Oh my God. How big is that? How big is that? Does it say? It's like 8,000 feet long. Is it a big black dildo? Yes, it is. Oh my.
Yes, it is a huge black dildo.
How big is it? Does it say on there anywhere?
I'm guessing it's at least 18 inches long.
It is so... How they get through U.S. Customs. Oh, my God. That's scary. If anybody came at me with anything like that, I would pass out.
Oh, I love this. On the back it says one size fits most.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's enormous.
Take it out.
I'm not sure I want to
take it out.
No.
Why?
No.
You gonna return it?
No.
This shit's too big for me. I need something smaller.
Oh my God, it's so huge.
Oh my God.
18 inches. Oh, so it's from an average size. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it has a suction cup.
That's a suction cup on the...
Oh my God, you should totally take pictures of yourself with it.
Oh my God.
Take a picture.
Hang on, I'm taking a picture right quick.
Hey everyone. I'm stroking this big black cock. Oh my God, it's so huge. Here's the balls. Ooh, look, there's even like a vein. Attach it to the refrigerator. Only problem is the door will open and close and the lights will go on and off.
If you get a burglar, you can beat them to death with it.
Does it come with a free Haitian?
Or fuck them to death with it. Oh my God. It's huge.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I can tell you where that thing is not going.
In your bedroom? In your bedroom.
In my ass.
Where's Connor? He can come look at it. Maybe he'll like it.
I think he went to Publix.
He'll use it on you.
All right, well,
try to see, does it fit?
No.
Does it have an attachment for a garden hose?
Nicole, do you think you can get that thing in?
No way. I would not even attempt it.
How about the head?
Probably not. I probably could only get, like, that much.
Like,
if any.
2 inches, maybe.
It's huge. And it's too thick. Like I said, if anyone came at me with anything this size, like how it's so lifelike. Look how it jiggles.
Oh yeah, there is a bottle of anal lube in here too. A pump bottle of anal lube.
Put it under the short leg on the bed.
Oh God.
It's just the tip. Yep. Just the tip. Maybe not even that. If you guys should see this thing.
Well, I'm going to twit pick the picture of Nicole with the cock here momentarily. We're going to get out of here since we're up to after 4 o'clock. So
okay.
I've already done this in anger, but we'll go again. give us a call at 206.
It has no balance. It's going to break the computer.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. 206-984-3685 or call or text 863-663-666-0377. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. Follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple. And,
hey, you guys, I'm on Twitter, too, if you want to follow me.
And what's your Twitter handle?
DarlingNikki529.
Okay, excellent. That's it.
I'm not on there a lot, but I'm on there sometimes. Lately, a lot.
I want to thank all you guys for coming out to see us. Oh my goodness. Nicole just hit me with the huge black cock. Thank you, Not.
Your worst nightmare.
Thank you, Not, for the huge black cock.
Yes, thanks. It's not even for me. It's fun. Look at it.
Oh my God.
It leans to the right.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. At least enjoyed laughing at it. All right. We're out of here. This is Julian.
And this is Nicole.
All right. Peace.